Now, back to Lansing's only live afternoon talk show, Ebling and You, on More Compelling Talk Radio, 1320 WILS.
Welcome back. Jack Ebling here with Scott Eckersley. Ebling and You, 1320 WILS. Scott, now that we've had a day or so to observe what is happening in and around Battle Creek and parts west, I think it's important to know, I guess it started in Marshall, the spill, right, Todd?
Correct.
Todd Haywood of the Michigan Messenger joins us, and we're trying to make some sense out of what has happened with this oil spill infiltrating the Kalamazoo River. And Todd, you were there today, just got back at the press conference, and asking some tough questions, some questions that needed to be asked. Tell us a little bit about that.
And actually, to be clear, I was also down there yesterday for press conferences and also stomping through the woods to take pictures. One of the biggest issues that's coming up right now is the timeline. When did Enbridge Energy know that there was an oil leak, and when did they start responding? As you know, Governor Granholm last night said that their initial response was inadequate, and has taken them to task over that. This morning, Congressman Schauer released the National Response Center documentation that shows that the company confirmed the leak at 9:45 Central Time, 10:45 our time, and didn't actually call the National Response Center until 1:33 p.m. Eastern Standard Time.
And so you asked that question. What kind of answer did you get on that?
The response was, I mean, yesterday they said, oh, we called immediately. We immediately informed the federal authorities. And so we went back to them today and said, now, wait a minute. You said you responded to them immediately. The documentation shows that you didn't. And their response was, well, we responded immediately within the context of the definition of the law.
And how about the definition of immediately?
Well, evidently they don't care what that is. So they didn't really want to talk about that.
All right. Is Mark Schauer playing politics here, or does he have a legitimate analysis of the situation?
I think there's some real legitimate analysis going on here. Congressman Schauer brought up the fact that the head of the Oversight Committee for the pipeline hazard stuff had to recuse herself this morning from doing anything with Enbridge because, haven't we heard this before, she worked for Enbridge. We saw the same sorts of things with the Mineral Services and the BP Gulf Coast disaster. So he's bringing up some real issues here.
I think that's an important word you use, disaster, and that Calhoun County oil spill has been declared a disaster. But for some people, say, yeah, so what? There's a little bit of oil in the river. This is a lot more than that.
This is, depending on who you talk to, anywhere between 140,000 gallons of oil to 1 million gallons of oil. When I was down there taking pictures, and there's some video on our website as well, you could literally see long ribbons of oil going through the river. And it's important to remember, too, that the Kalamazoo River is almost 2 feet above flood level right now. So it's impacting a lot of areas that normally wouldn't have been impacted. And there's a great concern that when the water starts receding, that it's going to settle into the wetlands and have impact there as well.
Do we know how this disaster happened, or is it too early for that kind of proclamation?
We don't know. What we do know is that the section of pipe that's been shut down is a 3-mile-long section of pipe. And NTSB, the National Transportation and Safety Board, is now engaged with Enbridge and state and local authorities to begin excavating that pipe, and it will be taken apart to figure out where the problem is, and then NTSB will take that piece of pipe as part of its study. Now, what's interesting is that Enbridge said this afternoon, this morning in their press conference, that they intend to have the pipeline working again in a matter of days.
All right. I imagine with every day, that's lost revenue for them.
Correct.
So they have a great interest in getting that done.
Correct. That pipeline carries, according to Enbridge, 190,000 barrels a day through the area. And that goes from Indiana all the way to Sarnia in Canada.
What did Enbridge CEO Patrick Daniels say about responsibility, liability, and the cleanup effort?
He has been very clear that Enbridge is taking full responsibility. They're going to take care of everything. They're going to pay for the cleanup. They're going to make sure that the community is back the way it was before this incident. And they have been living up to that standard. After the governor's criticisms last night, Enbridge has doubled the number of workers and contractors that they brought in. In response, the EPA had to double the number of investigators that they have on site now. And the EPA also issued a program last night, or an order last night, giving EPA full authority to take over the cleanup if necessary.
The statement from Patrick Daniels yesterday, I'd like to begin with an apology. That's always a good place to begin. We have negatively impacted your lives. You bought the sincerity today. You thought that he was.
I thought yesterday legit. He was sincere.
Today.
But today, as we're getting more information, I'm having some real personal questions about his legitimacy and his honesty with us.
Okay.
I mean, when you tell me that you've responded immediately and right. I find out it took 3 hours.
That's more than normal procrastination.
Yeah, you've just put a huge shadow on everything that you say to me now. Now I'm going to feel like I need to verify and double verify what you say.
Mm-hmm. What was the best question asked today at the press conference? Probably yours. Well, what was the question that maybe shed the most light on this?
I think you have to take them all within context. Mm-hmm. There's still a lot of struggling about what exactly the impact of this oil spill is going to have on the community. Mm-hmm. A lot of people are worried about their tap water being impacted.
Where does this oil go?
The oil is traveling down the Kalamazoo River. It's now 16 and a half, almost 17 miles down the Kalamazoo River. They're hoping to sort of do an end stop at Murrow Lake, which is just at the border of Kalamazoo and Calhoun County. And if they can't stop it there, it's going to end up in a Superfund cleanup site, which is a real problem, because then you have, you know, benzene and other petroleum products mixing with PCBs. And remember that petroleum is actually a solvent, which is going to pull those PCBs right out of the water and expose them into the system.
What kind of response have you gotten from DNR, DNRE?
I haven't had any conversations with DNRE. They're not really engaged. The EPA is really running the show on this one.
Okay. All right. Well, unfortunately, they've had a little practice lately.
Yes.
Unfortunately, we did not expect to have one oil spill. And certainly a lot of people looking at what happened in the Gulf and saying, gee, that's too bad. But when it comes and hits you here in Michigan, when I saw the announcement at first, I said, what is this? And then the more you read, the more you said, oh, no.
Yeah. And you know, it's frightening how similar the images are coming out of Battle Creek and Marshall to what came out of the Gulf incident. I mean, today I actually, during the press conference with Congressman Schauer, he set it up so that it was on the Kalamazoo River in front of where some oil workers were doing cleanup and vacuuming. And it gave me an opportunity to see people putting on those layers of protective rubber clothing mm-hmm. in order to go and handle the oil.
How long before we see the images of waterfowl covered in oil?
We've already got them on,
you got
on
them
the website.
On, they're on the yeah. website right now on MichiganMessenger.com.
That's right.
All right. Todd Haywood, our guest, and I imagine you're not done with this story. You'll be mining this one for quite a while.
Yeah, we've got a lot more coming on this, so right. pay attention.
Terrific. Thanks so much. I appreciate you coming in, Todd.
Thank you.
All right. We will be back, and we are going to stay with this story. We're going to talk with State Senator Glenn Anderson and what he thinks should be done. And he hasn't minced any words. We'll also talk with Kyle Malin a little bit later. We'll be right back with more. Jack Ebling here with Scott Eckersley after this check of sports and weather.